Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join this first analyst call on Greco Drilling annual results for the year 2013. We do appreciate everyone taking the time. What I'd like to do is, I'm not sure how many of you have a PowerPoint presentation in addition to the RNS press release that did go out this morning. If you don't have the PowerPoint presentation, it's available on the website during the course of this call and shortly thereafter. So you might want to take a look at that and give you a little bit more details. I won't go through specifically every item on the press release. I think one can read it for themselves. What I'll attempt to do during this call is touch on a few highlights, provide a general outlook on where the company is today and where I envision it to be during the course of 2014 and 15. And then we'll open it up with some questions and answers that either of you might have so that we can provide more granular detail as we go through the Q&A session. In terms of 2013, the company concluded the year with about seven different contracted counterparties. If we were to go back and reflect at that in 2012, we probably had three. So there was a good expansion in terms of the number of parties that it is conducting business with. Importantly, in accordance with the strategy of expanding our operations beyond China, we successfully, as most of you know, executed an agreement with SR Oil for drilling 100 wells, which most recently we've announced mobilization on, and the company and the management are quite tied up at this present moment, activating a full operation with five rigs in India. Performance with the crews improved quite significantly in 2013. We drilled faster, we drilled deeper, we drilled farther. And importantly, we drilled not just what we have been developing over the last several years, the lithotripping technology, which we are clearly best in class in. But in addition to that, our crews successfully drilled vertical wells, directional wells, horizontal wells, as in addition to lithotripping wells. We further expanded our strata footprint beyond coal bed methane and drilled in traditional oil and gas reservoirs, including in shale. So when we talk about concepts of pad drilling, directional drilling, shale drilling, these are all things that mark 2013 as the year that Greco Drilling executed successfully for our clients in doing so. Fastest vertical well was drilled in 9 days, a directional well in 7 days, even faster considering the depth was a bit shallower. But it kind of gives you an idea of how fast our crews at this stage are comfortable drilling within the strata in China. The fabric well I'm excited about, 36 days, 1,883 meters measured depth, and that's for the lateral component of the lithotripping well, clearly one of the farthest wells at a very attractive 36 days. Total assets increased to $130 million, $16 million increase over the prior year. We reported a small profit for the year. The profit, as you saw from the balance sheet and P&L, is driven in addition to being quite efficient, which I'll spend a few minutes on regarding the gross profit, but we did have a currency gain that contributed towards the profit. But I'd like to draw people's attention to, again, some uniqueness in Greco Drilling's business plan, the way it is structured as an operating company. And you saw those comments for those of you who had a chance to read the press release in the chairman's statement. The company is predominantly set up as a variable cost structure. So what you saw in these results is revenues halved compared to the prior year, predominantly because our major client, Green Dragon, elected to suspend on a temporary basis their drilling program, which we were geared to go ahead and drill. as a result of that, notwithstanding the drop in the revenues, which I said earlier, was at $30 million as compared to $60 million the year prior, so about half of the revenues. The successful diversification that management accomplished by expanding the footprint was an important milestone last year. And then in addition to that, successfully bringing down the cost structure such that we reported a gross profit of 28% as compared to 20% the year prior. So in essence, if you want us to pay attention to the asset base for Greco Drilling, the assets are paid for. The variable cost is predominantly the consumables that are acquired only when we have mobilization orders. And because of the compensation structure, the way it's set up with our rig crews, when the rigs have not been mobilized, we're able to bring it down to a retention payment vis-a-vis a full compensation payment and therefore bring down the cost structure rather significantly. That flexibility clearly facilitated the results for 2013 and I think also demonstrates the agility that the organization has in both expanding, which we have demonstrated in 2011 and 12, but also stepping back when there is a downturn, which clearly was the case in 2013. I've touched on the revenue and the gross profit. I think the only other comment I'll make on the numbers themselves is that our debt essentially rose about the same extent that our assets did. So what you should see from our P&L is that the business was cash generative. It generated cash to the tune of about $4 million. The investments that we made into the assets as we rigged up, tuned up, and added more infrastructure or more capability to the rigs is where we increased our debt. So the increase in debt had nothing to do with our recurring operations. It had to do with growing the business. And clearly growing the business to execute the business plan for 2014, which is quite robust. As we reported previously, we concluded the year with about a backlog of $97 million. The backlog is very important. As I think I've said on many occasions, the company business development concentrates on entering into agreements into backlog. Once the client is prepared to execute the drilling program that they've contracted us for, we get a mobilization order. And it's upon the mobilization order that that backlog comes out of backlog and into our P&L, or if you will, the revenue, which is in essence what is happening as an example with SR. That's a $65 million contract put into backlog in 2013, coming out of backlog in 2014. We expect to spot the first well late Q3, early Q4, I believe end of August, early September, so late Q3. And we expect that the entire contract will be completed within 12 months off spud. So that's our forecast on that particular contract going in. As we look forward into 2014, the company expects, in addition to the five rigs, which will have a full utilization rate, in India, we do expect to proceed with additional Indian clients in addition to expanding the agreement itself with SR. In China, we expect that Green Dragon Gas will come forward with their 150 Lefabric drilling program, which has been engineered. Record Drilling has had the opportunity to review the program, understand the program, acknowledge the execution that's required of Greco Drilling upon receipt of the contract. We are currently completing out the 10-well program as we speak, and we would expect that sometime by the end of the summer, early fall, so probably, again, late Q3, that we should hear from Green Dragon in terms of proceeding forward with the larger drilling program itself. In addition to that, our existing client base, CNPC, within the different companies of CNPC, but we continue to discuss additional work with and Sinopec. So our existing seven clients in every case is discussing additional work that, again, we would look for that to go into backlog for the year 2015 and beyond at this stage. Okay, great. Thank you all again for both your questions and your attendance today. As I suggested earlier, we do have a more comprehensive PowerPoint presentation on the website available to yourselves that provides you not only the results, but a bit more information on the rigs, as well as the enhanced management team that has been brought on board to further enhance the China operations, as well as expanding that into India. If you do end up with any further questions, we look forward to hearing from yourselves, and again, we'll respond promptly. Thank you all for your time, and we look forward to touching base with most of you during the course of this week. Thanks.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.